This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. Woo, man. I am lucky on this one. I am so lucky on this one. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but over the last few days, I've been kind of nervous. Again, I know I try to hide it because I'm a professional. That's what professional radio broadcasters do. We try to hide what's going on in our personal lives. Although, actually, I tell you guys everything. If I'm constipated, if I'm on my cycle, I don't. But that's not lack of professionalism. That's just, you know, I think it's pertinent to the day's news, okay? So apparently what's been happening to me is I've been very, very nervous about breast cancer. And the reason why I've been so nervous about it is after I had surgery a few weeks ago, I kind of got lazy with the women's lingerie, and I've been wearing a sports bra. Okay, and don't tell anybody this because, you know, I'm trying to look sexy. You know, not look sexy, but, you know, women don't really like to wear sports bras throughout the day to the studio or to work or whatever. And I had been picking up by some people that they kept looking at my left breast. And I started to realize that it looked bigger than the other one. Okay, and now I'm starting to freak out. Okay, because, you know, whenever you have a change in size, whenever you have a change in symmetry, and I know women are not supposed to be identical, but, you know, for some reason, the Lord has blessed me with, you know, pretty even breasts. And I kept seeing people's eyes wander going to the left side. Okay, and not like a sexual thing, like a something's wrong. And so I've been on edge. And I haven't had time to go and get a mammogram. I mean, I had a mammogram last year or the year before. I mean, man, I'm mammogramming all the time. I mean, my toes and feet have gotten radiated right in the crossfire with all this. And so, I just, you know, so I've been kind of panicking. Well, I realized, and you see, ladies, we would have never thought this, neither men. All right. When I took off the sports bra, I realized that the elasticity was out on the left side. So there's nothing wrong with the breast. It's just the sports bra elasticity was off such that one was drooping. So all this time I'm thinking everybody's thinking one breast is bigger. And no, it's one breast was a little more droopy. Well, yeah, I've been dealing with droopy breasts my whole life. That's nothing. So now I'm like relieved. I mean, that was such great news. Yeah, I should still get my mammogram again. You know, but I can't believe it. So for those of you that kind of did the eye wander, like, look, something's wrong there, thank you, because that's life-saving. Now, what do you do if you are talking to a lady and you really are getting the heebie-jeebies and you really think that there could be an issue with her having breast cancer? That's tough. Okay, I am very vocal, because, and being a woman, I can be. I can tell a woman going, something looks wrong, sorry, I just want to taste that, something just looks wrong. Or I do that a lot when it comes to thyroid. Your thyroid's big, I think you need an ultrasound. And I know I drive people crazy with that, but, you know, picking up thyroid cancer like I have, I don't care. I'd rather not be PC and just say, look, you need to get this done, go do it. So if you're a guy and you think something's wrong and you think one woman may be having an issue with her breast, how do you bring it up? All right, because if you want to be honest and just forward and say, look, you know, something's wrong, they could smack you, they could say harassment, etc. So what I would do is, well, if I was a guy, see, if I was a girl, I'd say, look, you better get a mammogram, something looks off. All right. If I was you, I would probably, oh, that is a tough one. I thought I had a better answer for that. Now, because, okay, you can't go to her boss and say her boobs look different. You can't do that. So, you know what I would do is I would go to Human Resources and say, look, there's somebody who I think has a medical issue. But I don't want to say anything because I don't want it to be perverted.
And so, you know, what would be the best way to approach it? And let human resources and their ladies figure it out. You know, I asked a newscaster once what to do when, well, what happened is there was one of these news anchors whose breasts were just a little too big, I think, for TV. And I'm like, how do you deal with that? You know, and you know, they said, well, usually what we do is we get a female manager to talk to them about how they dress, etc. So that's kind of what you could do. You could, you know, deputize a woman in the office to be the one that discusses, you know, what they need to do in terms of their breast health. Okay, I'm not crazy. This is, like, these things come up. But what's really coming up is the Super Bowl. And we just have to talk about this really quickly because every year I give you guys my Super Bowl predictions based on the NFL injury report, and we are in a pickle here. Now, what kind of a pickle are we in? Don't you hate that when somebody goes, we're in a pickle? I don't even know what the hell that means. The pickle that we're in, and I'm just going to say it because I love saying the word pickle, is the NFL injury report is still saying no injuries to report. Okay, we are hours away from the Super Bowl. And there is not one injury listed under the Patriots or the Falcons. So how the hell am I supposed to give you my guess? I mean, this has been going on all week. I've been checking the injury report every day for you guys. And now, based on 2 weeks ago, it could look like the Falcons could win. Based on 2 weeks ago injury report, because the Patriots had all these thigh and ankle injuries and the Falcons was blank. But that could also be a clerical issue. So what do we do? Well, Tom Brady is, you know, an iconic health, sexy figure. And based on the way the Patriots have been from a medical standpoint, I'm going to have to say the Patriots, because the Patriots have been doing so well on the NFL injury report throughout this whole season that I'm going to have to say it's the Patriots. All right, but I got to tell you, though, the Falcons are there, and this is just from a football perspective. The Falcons, they look sharp. They look due. They're due. So I wouldn't be surprised if there's a Falcon win, but if I had to put money on it, and which I am, be the Patriots. Now, I know some of you are like, well, Dahlia, don't you go to color? Okay, well, let's look at the Patriots' colors. I do. I go to the colors of the uniform. Patriots are blue, right? Red, white, blue is hypoxic. Yet Falcons is red and black. That black, unfortunately, from a health perspective, that's like necrosis. On, you know, like, so if you have a finger that's blue or you have a finger that's black, which finger is technically still alive? The blue. Hence the Patriots. Now, I know somewhere we're supposed to find out what color uniforms they're going to be wearing. I don't know if I can pull that up this quickly. But if the Falcons are wearing black, I don't think they're going to win. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body's not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid. rapid absorption. The N Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of his Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Doc Dali, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Mackenzie and Blake who are working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dali. Yeah, Mackenzie, I know Mackenzie's new and he hasn't quit yet. I know. You know what? The day is young. Listen, I like Mackenzie. I think he's doing a great job. But isn't it just so, you know, exciting to know that there's, you know, somebody fresh there that you can mess with? You know, I mean, everybody else at GCN, they're immune to me. I've been with GCN now for years. So, any of the BS that I try to pull, they don't care. You know, but Mackenzie is still at that stage where we could still give him, you know, make him tremble. Yeah, and so this is, like, so awesome. I can't wait. This is fun. But, you know, congratulations on Mackenzie, you know, for making it past, I think, his first week. So, yay, Mackenzie. Woo! Awesome. All right. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. It looks like the Falcons may be wearing red. All right, real quickly here. And so if the NFL injury report absolutely has no, data for us, then we go to colors. And if the Falcons are wearing red and the Patriots are wearing white, that could mean a Falcon win. I mean, I'm still going to put money on the Patriots, but that could be very, very interesting, guys. Sorry, I just found that out. Okay, let's go to the phone lines and answer your questions. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey, Doc Dolly. I really appreciated everything you said about pancreas. My ex's mother ate a giant bottle of bacteria, lysine, huge one, and she got the most awful pain. I think it was in her liver. They took her gallbladder out. Then they said it was her pancreas. I think it's the liver. It's mistaken. The gallbladder's mistaken. Then they gave her the opioids, and she's just popping them. And the pain won't go away. They did a Whipple surgery for next. Okay, screwed everything. Who knows what they cut everything up. You said pain. Okay, after surgery. Then they took her pancreas and her spleen out just now.
Oh,
and now she's on the diabetes medication. But anyway, I just want to comment. I love what you're saying. You're amazing. Okay, you're explaining all this stuff. And just what I need to hear about the opioids, and I've been telling her everything, okay? Trillions of bacteria is not what we need. Probiotics are poison, and they just about killed her, and she's hanging in. I'm praying for her every day. What I want to say about your back pain is that it's from pork eating. You don't need to be afraid of. I stopped eating pork. I had MRSA for 5 years from eating Bar-S sausages from Walmart. And I had super bug, and he didn't want to give me antibiotics, which got rid of it. But as soon as I ate the pork again, I got it back again. It was horrible. I had giant sores the size of an orange or something. I had a couple of them.
That's
okay, but the antibiotics kicked it out. And then I prayed, and I heard him talking about MRSA in pork online. So I figured it out. I stopped eating pork. It disappeared. All my pains disappeared. My back pain, my arm pain, and my knee pain disappeared when I stopped eating pork. So there it is, straight from a person. I'm 55 years old. I got a lot of learning. I've been studying health all my life, but I don't know nothing what you know, of course. All right, God bless. Thank you so much for everything you do, dear. Bye.
So this was a, she called, it appears, last night. So this was on our answer line. I wish you were live because there's so much stuff you brought up. Do probiotics cause pancreatitis? Do probiotics cause liver disease? And then the MRSA in the pork. Okay, I'm looking up probiotics and pancreatitis because I remember that there was a study saying don't be giving probiotics when somebody has pancreatitis. I believe what they were trying to do, and pancreatitis is inflammation of the pancreas, so she must have been listening to yesterday's show. Remember we talked about that gentleman whose pancreas calcified because he was drinking 5 shots of vodka a day? So thank you for calling. I appreciate it. I know you listen to the night show, so I can't talk to you live, but you bring up some great points. When it comes to probiotics and pancreatitis, from what I understand, the studies that have come out have suggested if somebody is undergoing an acute pancreatitis, the probiotics can actually make it worse. You could have increased mortality. But you would know if you have an acute pancreatitis. So for those of you taking probiotics every day, if you're feeling fine, it's unlikely you have an acute pancreatitis. Because pancreatitis, you get horrible pain in the upper abdomen. Right? You feel nauseous, your appetite's down. I mean, you feel really sick. Pancreatitis is very uncomfortable. Now, what if you have chronic pancreatitis and you don't realize it? Again, chronic pancreatitis, you'll still pretty much have symptoms. So I'm not worried about, you know, somebody accidentally taking probiotics and causing more pancreatic issues. But the original studies highlight that probiotics may not be 100% safe. Now, there have been studies looking at probiotics and liver disease. And so they're looking at if probiotics will help liver function. Now, the logic dictates, well, they would. Okay, if you were introducing healthy bacteria into your body, they could, unless that bacteria is not what your body wants. The one thing that I'm still kind of fuzzy on when it comes to probiotics is if we're supposed to be having our own gut microbiome, and we've talked about how we have our own bacteria family. Even in our house, in our room, and our bed, we are surrounded by other bacteria. You know, it's interesting. Have you ever tried to sleep on your wife's side of the bed or your husband's side of the bed, and it just doesn't seem to work as well as your side of the bed? That could be because of the surrounding bacteria. You have your own sort of microbiome and ectobiome that surround you. And, yeah, I made up ectobiome. Oh, my biology teacher would be upset. Now, wait a second. Let me look this up. Hold on. Is ectobiome? I got Google right here. Hold on a second. Ectobiome. Hold on. Ectobiome. Hold on. Oh, crap. I misspelled it. Okay. Did you guys see TED 2? You got to be very careful what you Google these days. No, there's no such word as an ectobiome. Okay, you know what? I'm going to submit this to I think there should be. Okay, so Dr. Dahlia's made up a term. Ectobiome are your bacteria surrounding your body that you kind of colonize around your bed, around your pillow, on your chair at work. That's another thing. I can't sit on somebody else's seat at work and get comfortable. But my seat fits my butt. I love it. So anyway, going back to taking probiotics and the liver, if you're taking a probiotic that may not be what your body likes and is, you know, among the, you know, millions of species that's already within your body, maybe the liver may not like it. Okay? The problem is we really don't have a lot of people studying. All right, you take probiotics and see what happens. And then what brand of probiotics are we taking? Is it a really good brand? Is it a BS brand? Or who knows? Now, this MRSA and pork, I think what happened is there was pork being sold, and I believe it was it the Tesco Sainsbury companies, all right? And I believe, and again, don't quote me, I believe they may be a part of some of these big chains, these store chains that she bought at. She said she bought at Walmart. I have to double check that. And so MRSA was found in supermarket pork. And, we talked about how in biblical times we weren't supposed to eat pork because if you don't cook it right, you could get very, very sick. All right, with the trichomoniasis and the, or the trichosis, the parasite in pork. And MRSA obviously is a huge danger. But what was very interesting is the caller said that she would get these infections when she ate pork. When she stopped eating pork, the infections would go away. Now, I mean, you know, if she was cooking the pork, that shouldn't be an issue. But maybe there's something to the pork that helped kind of stimulate her immune system such that she was breaking out. Maybe it was a type of allergy. I don't know. Because MRSA, we really don't see MRSA come and go with what you eat. However, with this scare that we had, I think it was about a year ago, I need to double check the date, where the MRSA superbug was found in the pork. Yes, you could technically give yourself MRSA. You could be a carrier. June of 2015 is when I think the articles came out. And it was sold by several leading British supermarkets. Look, okay, I like the British, except for the roundabout. I really don't like the roundabout, but guys, come on. You know, you gotta watch, you know, what's going on with the pork. And one thing I reminded you back then is, whenever you cook food, it doesn't necessarily mean it's sterile. Yes, cooking can kill bacteria, but it doesn't mean it's sterile. You could, you know, it could still carry things that could be resistant. So, I found that fascinating. But, you know, keep calling in with your calls, and even if we're not live when you call in, we'll answer your questions the next day. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Feed non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there? Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, I got some bad news. Remember we were just talking about Tylenol the day before and how Tylenol can increase your risk of acute liver injury, and the scientists figured out why. And so maybe we need to take less Tylenol. So some of you probably logically thought, fine, Dr. Dahlia, if I'll take less Tylenol, I'll go back to ibuprofen. Halt. Don't go back to ibuprofen. Now we got some bad news on ibuprofen and the anti-inflammatories. Okay. As we know, anti-inflammatories could up our risk for heart attack. and heart disease. We talked about heart failure. That's how my grandfather died of heart failure. Could increase your risk of GI bleed. But we think that the ibuprofen can mess with some of your clotting abilities. It's supposed to, in a way, thin the blood and prevent clots, but there is a mechanism by which they could increase clots. Also, ibuprofen increases blood pressure. The anti-inflammatories do, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. So there's already a heart risk with that. Now let's look over here at the flu or having a real bad cold. We know that flu can trigger heart attack, or a real bad infection or a real bad cold could trigger heart attack. So scientists, and very smart, by the way, decided to go, well, what happens if you take the two together? Just for poops and giggles, let's see what happens if you got the flu and you take these non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medications. They found that it will up your heart attack risk 3.5 times, which is huge. And if you were, let's say, in the hospital and they gave you any of these anti-inflammatories through an IV, your risk jumped 7.2-fold. Yao Chun Wayne of the National Taiwan University Hospital in Taipei and colleagues reviewed data of 10,000 Taiwanese heart attack patients, and they found that the risk was increased exponentially when they used this medication during an infection. Now, while they were fighting the flu, if they stopped the anti-inflammatories, their risk dropped. Then, once the infection cleared, their risk for heart attack dropped even more. So this is very scary, because you'll go to the doctor having the flu or a real bad cold, and you'll say, give me a Z-Pak or give me an antibiotic. And what does the doctor say? Hell to the no. Okay, so the doctor says no because it's viral. Antibiotics won't help. And he's right. She's right. Okay? So you're like, well, what do I do? I feel so bad. All right, well, they say, well, go get some over-the-counter remedies. Take some over-the-counter medications for the flu. Okay? And usually they have something in them that'll kind of make you feel better. Well, what makes you kind of feel better are these anti-inflammatories or the Tylenol. So if you can't obviously take an antibiotic for the flu, we're worried about Tylenol and liver failure. Now they're saying ibuprofen and anti-inflammatories and naproxen and aspirin products could increase your heart attack risk during the flu. What the hell are you supposed to do? No, you can't take a narcotic. Remember, no, you can't take a narcotic during the flu. One is narcotics are getting harder to come by. Two, the narcotics have acetaminophen, Tylenol in them. We're just all around screwed. I don't know what the answer is. So I don't like that. I've never liked being in a position where you're screwed. You're damned if you do, damned if you don't. That really makes me mad. I'm very uncomfortable with that. And as your radio doctor, I want to give you guys options. And with news like this, it's very, very frustrating because, you know, they'll say, you know, they'll go, oh, you know, yeah, everybody knew that with the flu, you're going to be at increased risk of a heart attack. But what if it was the ibuprofen that pushed you over? Now, as a doctor and being an MD, I like to think, okay, that something was wrong in the first place to make you that vulnerable. So if you can't take a flippin' ibuprofen when you're sick, that means your heart attack risk profile was already high. Now, again, I'm not the one that is involved in this study. I mean, they need to really, really look at this, you know, deeper. But my guess is if you can't even take a Theraflu or something, right? And I believe, let me just quickly look up how much, what is in the Theraflu. I need to double check this because I don't have any Theraflu around. I got a lot of Midol around, and Midol has acetaminophen. But, hold on a second. I just like the Midol. I just think it works. Okay, so there's, Theraflu daytime and Theraflu nighttime. And, no, I think we're okay. I think Theraflu is mostly acetaminophen, so I think we're Tylenol with that one. Okay. Okay, good. That's what I thought. Okay. So I think we're okay there. But many times you're like, the Tylenol's not working, the acetaminophen's not working, I need something stronger. And I've taken Motrin when I'm sick with the flu. You hurt. You got the body aches, right? You got the fever. You feel like crap. And if Tylenol's not cutting it, I'm going to head for the Motrin. Absolutely. Or naproxen, the Aleve. I'm going to head for that. So my problem with that is if you can't take a flipping, you know, pill when you're sick with the flu, what is wrong with you to begin with? So when you guys are hearing these medical stories that seem to kind of not contradict each other, but put you in a box you in, then what you need to do is look outside the box. You need to make sure that you don't have such a delicate heart to the point that when you are suffering, you can't take anything. Because, see, that's my thing. Okay, the flu most likely will go away, but I don't want to be uncomfortable. I want to know that if I need to, I could go and take something. So check out your heart. Now, we're in February, so what does that mean? Yeah, I know. I know. I hate Valentine's. I think Valentine's is such a crock. Valentine's has always been like, okay, you know, really, when I didn't have a boyfriend, I was depressed, okay? And my husband nowadays, you know, maybe he'll get me some chocolate, you know, but I'm trying to lose weight, or he'll get me a bear, which is nice, but I think Valentine's Day, it's just so commercialized that it really kind of bothers me. You know, and guys hate celebrating Valentine's Day. You know, unless they're going to get any, they really don't really like to have to go and shop and, you know, buy all this pink stuff. Guys don't like that kind of stuff. So, you know, I mean, if half the population isn't even happy about it, why are we doing it? Oh, well. Anyway, so February is Heart Awareness Month. So this is where we review a lot of things when it comes to the heart. So we're going to start seeing more and more studies released because of the heart. That's just, I mean, you would think when they get a study, they'd release it right then and there, and many times they do. But you are going to see a lot more studies surrounding that. So, again, let's recap. What are your cardiac risk factors? If you smoke, that's bad for your heart. If you have diabetes, that's bad for the heart. So get that diabetes in control. If you have high blood pressure, that's bad. And remember, if you have high blood pressure, you really shouldn't be popping an ibuprofen or a naproxen or, you know, anyway. We need to get that blood pressure down before you start taking that medication. So if your blood pressure is out of control, you got to get that in gear. All right? If you have high cholesterol, you got to get that in gear. We got to lower that cholesterol. If you have high cholesterol circulating around the blood, that's just going to be making more and more plaques. If you have a family history of heart disease, I don't know, disown that family member. If you personally had a family history of heart disease, you should be having a heart doctor, a cardiologist that you are seeing on a regular basis. That cardiologist needs to be on your speed dial. You need to be, I thought you know you Obamacare. I know. But don't, we can't keep using Obamacare as an excuse. Okay, your heart comes first. I mean, if God forbid you die of a heart attack, okay, and what good is it to blame Obamacare or to blame Trump or whatever that, you know? You may have to come out of pocket and spend your own money. I hate to say that, but just because your insurance doesn't cover it doesn't mean that you don't get it done. You know, if the insurance company is cheap, okay, you know, your life comes first. So any of you that have ever had heart disease or blocked arteries, et cetera, your butts need to be in a cardiologist's office. Let them evaluate you and keep an eye on you. If there's a family history of heart disease, get your butt in there as well. We worry about short stature. There's been some studies looking at short stature. They're even talking about depression being a risk factor, obesity, lack of exercise, your sedentary lifestyle. All that stuff together puts you at risk. And everyone's like, no, I'm fine. There's no heart disease in the family. I'm good. You know how many people have died of a heart attack and they were the first one in the family? Same thing with, you know, breast cancer. Nobody had breast cancer in my family. Well, that's because everybody died of a heart attack before then. So all of a sudden, the first family member comes up with breast cancer. Well, that's odd. Well, it's odd because you lived long enough to get the cancer. So get your poops together, guys. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Cocaine. Cocaine may make you too edgy to put on a condom. We're going to talk about this. This is interesting. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless
regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Super Bowl weekend, one of my favorites. But, you know, for those of you that snort cocaine, we have some very surprising, shocking news. Right? Apparently, people who are high on cocaine are less likely to have safe sex. Apparently, this was a study. I don't know how much money was spent on a study such as this. But apparently, cocaine, not only known for risky behavior, also apparently makes you impatient. So you're too impatient to find a condom or put it on. And, you know, this is something I've never experienced because I'm a girl. You know, and so I don't know how difficult that is to do. You know, it's very easy for me to say as a doctor, guys, wear condoms, everybody wear condoms. But, you know, I like to kind of, you know, understand the other side. And, you know, I get that's got to be really difficult if you're in a hurry. You know, sex is very stressful. Or the time leading up to sex can be very stressful, right? Because you're always worried that somebody is going to, I guess, interfere. Or the person you want to have sex with can change their mind. And so many people realize that they have to kind of get in and start or the whole thing falls apart. And, I mean, for me, sex with my husband, oh, very stressful. Oh, there's like, yeah, I mean, first, that's the only time I see him during the day. So if he hasn't called his family, if he hasn't taken out the garbage, you know, if he didn't clean up the dog poop, the only time I see him to even, you know, make sure he gets his list of duties to do is unfortunately when we're having sex. Because I don't see him before that, and as soon as we're done, he's gone. Like, he's gone. So, I, you know, don't remember this, don't forget this. Hence, my husband and I don't have sex as often as probably other couples. What do you mean that's not too much information? That's very honest. Okay, so, very, very stressful. Alright, so, according to study author, I'm being honest. I mean, do you guys know where my husband is right now? I mean, I hear him. I'm at work. I don't know where he is. And I got so much to tell him, and he doesn't read his texts. And I've tried emailing him, and he doesn't answer his phone. So the only time I get to see him is during sex. Study author Dr. Matthew Johnson from Johns Hopkins University says, our study affirms and may help explain why people who regularly use cocaine are more willing to partake in risky sex. The bottom line is that cocaine appears to increase sexual desire. They become more impatient when it comes to waiting for sex. If a condom is not available, cocaine makes people less willing to postpone sex to get a condom. In the study, researchers gave a small number of participants either a placebo, a 125 milligram pill, or a 250 milligram pill of cocaine. Oral consumption draws out the euphoria, they say, as opposed to snorting it. All right? And it can also draw out the high energy and the hyper alertness. But the sexual desire and the drug's effect rose and peaked around 45 minutes following consumption. Now, I know some of you guys are like, wait a second. If cocaine helps raise sexual, you know, desire, then, you know, what about my wife with hyposexual desire disorder? I believe they are studying, you know, medications and things we could do with that. But I sincerely doubt prescription cocaine is going to be an option anytime soon. Okay, many scientists are trying to figure out what the heck to do with all this legalized marijuana now. So, no, please do not start doing blow and all that other stuff just to, okay, it's not worth it. Because also, don't you want to remember the sexual experience just a little bit? Those who were even given a larger dose of cocaine had a greater response. Using a computer, participants were asked to look at 60 photographs of different people and asked to select the ones they would be willing to have casual sex with. They also selected the, see me, that'd be a no. I could not do casual sex, even if it's Tom Brady, no. And I tell you why, because see, for me, it's all about the, you know, I want to be, you know, taken off to their castle. Listen, okay, I love my husband and everything, but if Michael Fassbender or Viggo Mortensen or Tom Brady or who else is really sexy? There's somebody else who is really good looking. Oh yeah, the Raiders quarterback, he's kind of good looking too. Why can't I think of his name? What's wrong with me? The one that got injured? I can't believe it. But anyway, he's really hot. And, you know, I wouldn't want a 3.5 minute experience. I'd be like, no, let's go away for a couple years. So no casual sex for me. So one is they have to choose. Okay, so they have to choose who they'd be willing to have sex, casual sex with. Then they also selected the person they thought would be the least likely to carry an STI. And that's STD. They're calling them STIs, which drive me crazy. Okay, and the study was published in the journal Psychopharmacology. Participants were asked to rate the likelihood of using a condom if one was immediately available and how long they would be willing to wait before having sex. And they found that 80% of the participants were likely to use a condom if it was available, regardless of cocaine usage or not. But the longer a participant on the drug had to wait for the condom, the more willing they were to have sex without. Then they had to rate the likelihood of using a condom based on a probability of contracting an STI. And regardless of the dose, cocaine users were more likely to go ahead and have the sex, even if they think the individual had an STI. So those on a stimulant had a 40% chance of using a condom, while those not had a 70% chance. Okay, so some of you guys are like, well, Dahlia, duh. I mean, you know, cocaine alters your decision-making. Of course it does. So what it means is we were right all along. You know, sometimes these studies need to make us feel good. So for those of us that thought that cocaine caused risky sex and many people are going to be too impatient to put on a condom, we were right. It makes you feel good. With the ibuprofen while taking it with the flu, some of us didn't know about that. So we kind of felt dumb with that one, but I think I made everybody feel smart. Now, we got Super Bowl coming, which obviously is one of the most important things that we need to talk about today. And I already told you that it's leaning towards a Patriots win. From my standpoint, okay, you know, and I just think, you know, Tom Brady and with all his experience, I think the Patriots are going to do well. I think it's going to be really close, but the NFL injury report gave us no clues. And if the Falcons wear red while the Patriots wear white, the Falcons could technically win. Okay? If the Falcons wear black, no. There's something about the blue, the hypoxia of the Patriots uniform versus the color of the Falcons. All right? But guys, remember what happened with the Panthers. The Panthers, it was going to be, you know, a rare occurrence for them to be in the Super Bowl, and the more seasoned Broncos were able to beat them out. Falcons have have a lot of momentum behind them, but you know, now what about what to eat? So this is where all these studies come out saying, well, don't eat this because of the calories. So here we go. The five worst game day foods that pack on the pounds. Chicken wings. All right, chicken wings. An order of six deep-fried chicken wings are 1,000 calories. So instead, bake the chicken wings. Instead of heavy blue cheese, do a chili and vinegar one. See, I like ranch. So just, yeah, fully loaded nachos. Fully loaded nachos for just 8 baby ounces can reach over 1,000 calories and more than 100 grams of fat. Instead, do a slow cooker chili. Purchase ground beef that's at least 90% lean or 95% lean. Use low-fat cheese instead of the heavily processed cheeses. Ooh, I love chili. What about a 7-layer dip? 1 cup of 7-layer dip, 700 calories. So instead, go for healthier dips, maybe hummus or guacamole. Homemade guacamole is not bad. Chips. 11 chips of Dorito give you at least 210 milligrams of sodium. And you don't just eat 11 chips, according to Fox News, right? You eat a whole bowl of them. So try to go for the vegetables. Try to serve vegetables first. Let them start eating the vegetables because you could, you know, eat the cauliflower. Who eats that cauliflower? I know, but do some veggie trays. I know they're more expensive, but still. Try to fill up on that before you go for the chips. They bring up a shrimp cocktail. All right. I don't like shrimp cocktail. No. I'd rather just chew on beef. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an
A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.